This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. It appears the United States cut a deal with the European Union to sell more American beef to the countries contained therein. That is not really the case, says a representative of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. His comments in a moment.
Everyone has their Iowa State Fair favorites. For some, it's the rides at Thrillville. For just about everyone, it's any kind of food on a stick. What's your Iowa State Fair favorite?
It's got to be the entertainment. How can you go wrong with nearly 150 different concerts packed into 11 days? And they're all free with my gate admission.
Nothing compares to your favorite bands for your favorite price. Free with gate admission to the Iowa State Fair, August 8th through the 18th in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org for details.
Kent Bacchus is the Director of International Trade and Market Access for NCBA. He defines the change in the U.S.-EU policy as building a fence around part of the tariff-free exports to those countries from the U.S. Whether our sales can grow in future years is yet to be determined.
The problem was is the deal that was negotiated almost 10 years ago that rolled out was designed for us, was going to give the United States up to 45,000 metric tons. It wasn't country-specific when they issued it, but the definitions were written so that only the United States and to another extent Canada would qualify for this. Well, that duty-free access to 45,000 metric tons attracted a lot of other people who had nothing to do with the WTO hormone case, were never a part of it, and the Europeans have started approving all of them to ship into it. So in exchange for us temporarily lifting our retaliatory tariffs on Europe, they started, you know, we're supposed to have this access. Our producers were trying to gear up for this market, and they let everybody else in. Well, I mean, obviously that wasn't what was negotiated. They weren't living by the spirit of the agreement or even the terms of it. And so, you know, we've been working with the USTR, first under the Obama administration, now under the Trump administration, to correct that. In every trade agreement the Europeans have negotiated, the South American countries and Mercosur, with Mexico, with Canada, with Japan, agriculture is a part of every single one of those. The one country that they've said they will not negotiate agriculture with is the United States, because they know that our production practices are much more efficient and safe. And while they don't have the science on their side, we do. And that will be a major battle. China's been tough. Europeans are going to be extremely tough. So we have our work cut out for us. But we have a good story to tell, and we need to tell it. We need to tell our consumers, and we need to tell the global consumers. So that's why it's important that people continue to, to improve their production practices, but tell that story, engage directly, because consumers need to realize that food doesn't just come from the grocery store; it comes from our farms and ranches, and we're doing everything we can to provide a safe, high-quality product for them.
That's Kent Bacchus, Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. A news release yesterday from Reuters indicated that the U.S. is going to get a guaranteed share of the EU's quota of 45,000 tons of hormone-free beef. Australia, Uruguay, and more recently Argentina have steadily increased their exports, pushing down the U.S. share of the quota to around 30%. The European Commission, which coordinates trade policy in the 28 EU countries, has struck the deal with the U.S. for farmers to gain an initial 18,500 tons of the quota, rising to 35,000 tons after 7 years. Thanks to Ron Hayes for providing the interview for this story. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.